Have you heard the news yet? We are now on YouTube with full video episodes. I am so freaking excited about this. If you guys love the podcast, please, please, please go over to YouTube, open up the app on your phone right now, type into the search bar @_SamanthaDaily. You will see the account pop up. You'll see Makeshift Happen Podcast. Go give us a subscribe. Watch some of our video episodes. There is so much more video content to come. We've got like hundreds of shorts already posted on the YouTube, and now we are doing full video episodes. So if you love to consume your podcast in a video format, this is going to be for you. We have a crazy goal of making this podcast even bigger and even better this year with more production quality, incredible guests, and all of the things. So your support is what is going to help us get there. If you love the show, I would so appreciate if you go and give us a subscribe on YouTube. All right, I love you guys so much. Let's dig into this episode. Welcome to the Makeshift Happen Podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Daily, entrepreneur, life coach, and your no BS bestie, here to bring you all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. This podcast is designed to help you expand your mind and up-level your life. So turn the volume up and roll the windows down if you're coming along for the ride. Let's go make shift happen. Guys, welcome back to the podcast. Special episode today because I have Jaime with me. We have convinced him to come onto the podcast. Thank you guys for asking all of your amazing questions that we put a question box on Instagram. So we're just going to go through and kind of see how many we can get to.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's go. We don't really, like, we haven't thought of our answers for these questions, and you kind of have no idea what the questions are. So yeah, we're just going to see how far we get. All right. Also, we don't have like an official multi-person setup for this podcast yet, so bear with us. We're going to be sharing the same mic. Hopefully, it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the hardest part about having an ambitious partner? I think that both of us are pretty ambitious.
Yeah.
So maybe for us, it's not as challenging because it's not like one person is so ambitious and has goals and wants to work on stuff and be entrepreneurial, and the other person is just like, oh, like, why can you not just like chill and hang out all the time? We're not really like that. So we're both kind of working on our own stuff a lot. But I don't know, maybe you had a different opinion when you were working in corporate in Spain and I was doing entrepreneurial stuff and I was kind of working long hours.
I was so happy about you and I was supporting as much as I was able to. And I think like seeing you growing from zero, it made me so happy and so proud of you. So yeah. I think you can like even grow 10 times more.
So. Yeah, you've always been really supportive of me. But there's never been anything about like my ambition or how long I work that's been like annoying for you. Probably the fact that you take care of the dog all the time.
Yeah, a lot. But I mean, I like it. I go down with him. I play with him. But it's the only thing, you know?
Yeah, because you do a lot more for Storm than for Storm. I do.
Yeah. Sometimes for cooking and cleaning in the kitchen.
What about that?
Sometimes.
What do you mean sometimes? Who makes dinner for us every night?
I mean, the schedule that you have, you know, it's pretty weird.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about it, you can like do, sometimes you eat lunch at 5 p.m.
I know.
You leave the plates and the coffee.
Like, I don't even drink coffee anymore.
Well, the tea or whatever. So yeah, I mean, but I don't like to see you working a lot because I want to be more time with you and like spend more time with you and everything. But I think you are like growing.
But you never complain.
I never complain because I know you are like getting your goals and living a dream, you know, like you love your company, your staff. So
yeah,
that made me happy too.
Yeah. Cool. What advice do you have for men that also have partners who are like busy building a business or an empire or something? Like, what advice would you give to another man if his woman was like working all the time and being busy?
I guess like support them, love them a lot and love their business, you know?
Yeah.
And you support them. You see
like,
them
if happier. I love their business, I feel like you mean, like, be curious about their business. Because you ask me all the time about...
Yeah, I ask you, like, what's going on? What are your next, like, steps? Like, your schedule? What are you going to do, like, for the quarter four? You know, like, whatever.
Yeah.
When you're ambitious, I mean, I like it too. So I try to, like, ask you about your day by day too.
Yeah, and you're interested.
Yeah, yeah.
So be interested in like what your partner is building and
yeah,
be curious.
Yeah, I think that's important. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's good. Okay, are either of you thinking about marriage or starting a family outside of Storm? So Storm is our full-time only child.
Yeah, he's spoiled.
He's really spoiled. He probably loves the
being
fact
the only one.
That we have no one else to take care of.
Yeah.
So he's living the dream right now. But yeah, like we have thought and are thinking about marriage a lot. We have had a lot of conversations about that. I think like there was a lot of people also asking like, when are you going to propose? Like, when are you getting married? When are you having babies?
That's a good question though. But
great question, you guys. We love the excitement. Yeah. Love the enthusiasm.
But how many kids do you want to have?
I think two.
The maximum,
yeah. Yeah, I think two is two is probably the max.
Yeah.
Someone asked if we had names picked out.
I like.
You know what's a thing? Like you probably don't know this, but like in influencer culture, it's like the baby names that you're thinking of are like coveted. Like people do not tell them. They do not share them.
I know.
No, it's like if you have a baby name that you like, it's top fucking secret because you don't want anyone else to steal it. Which is
I mean,
not...
I can't say mine because I know you don't like them anymore.
Yeah, it's not like that in Spain because everyone has the same name.
And here too. Brian. Samantha.
Just all my family members'
Benjamin.
Names. The only American names you could think of.
Yeah.
No, I feel like everyone in Spain is named like Carlos and Maria.
Yeah, I mean...
Carmen.
I like Scotty, that I guess is like Scotland.
Yeah, at one point we did like the name Scotty for a girl.
For a girl.
I don't know if I would actually name my child that. I feel like you can never say until you're pregnant, you kind of like feel the energy of the baby and it's like more real.
I guess. Yeah.
But we did like the name Scotty for a girl.
And I like James because of me.
Yeah, James.
Because my name Jaime, it's James in United States, one in English.
Yeah, Jaime is James in English, so that's kind of cool. He could be, like, technically a junior without being a junior, but it's like he's named after you without having the same exact name. So that's kind of cute. And then we have a running joke that Jaime likes the name Dior. We watched, what was that show? Last Chance You.
Yeah.
We watched some Netflix documentary about these...
Kids.
Yeah, kids. Like, football, it was, like, their last chance to... They, like, got kicked out of schools and stuff. It was, like, their last chance to go to this... community type college that could potentially they could get scholarships for the NFL or something. And there was this one guy, I think he was a running back or something, his name was Dior, and you were like, that is so cool. I was like,
I mean, but for a second
0% chance we're naming our child
for a second name.
Dior.
Yeah, it's pretty tacky.
Pretty tacky. Yeah, definitely. James Dior, that's what you always joke about. Your future son, James Dior. Okay, what else? What's your favorite way to spend quality time together? I'll go first.
Okay.
I like when we just go out to like a dinner or something, just us, and we have like real conversations. I feel like we get into like more deeper conversations when we go out to a dinner together than what we would normally talk about in like our day-to-day life.
You're right. I think I like more when we go to the beach and we go with the dog and we walk. Without phones.
Oh, yeah.
Without phones.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
We've been trying to do that more.
Yeah, once per week.
Yeah, we set a goal. The start of the new year that we would do one morning beach walk together. No phones.
Yeah.
And that's been nice.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay, cool. Simple. Nothing fancy. I feel like people are always expecting you to say like something crazy.
Nah.
And then it's like, oh, we like going out to dinner and we like going for walks.
Yeah.
That's basically it. All right. Who is the better driver and why?
I mean, it's me.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give it to you.
I mean, it's better if I don't explain, but...
Yeah, no. Oh, okay.
It's me.
I'll give it to you. I think you're a pretty good driver.
Okay.
You're very good at parking.
I'm the best.
Parallel parking, reverse parking, excellent. I don't like either of those things.
Yeah.
But one of us did get a speeding ticket on our last road trip, and it wasn't me. That's all I'm saying.
But I ain't got the ticket yet, so.
Well, we have the ticket. Count. We have the ticket. We just didn't pay for it yet.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, this question we have to answer. It's from my dad, which is hilarious. My dad recently got an Instagram account. Yeah. I randomly saw one day that my dad started following me on Instagram. And my dad doesn't have social media. Never has.
Never.
Has never had Facebook. Like, nothing. He's super, like, anti-social media. Has always been like, my friend book is full. I don't need more friends. Like, don't care. Don't want to be on social media. Don't need to hear about it. Don't need to know about it. And I randomly get a notification, like, 2 weeks ago that my dad is following me. And I'm like, is this really him? Is this an account that my mom made for him? Like, what is happening? He set it up all on his own. I figured, like, my mom probably convinced him, like,
yeah,
come on, Brian, like, you got to get on Instagram if you want to know more about your daughter's life and see her business and keep up to date. Like, you got to get on Instagram. No, there was no convincing involved. He took it upon himself one day, made his
Did you
fault.
Ask him?
Yeah, he told me.
I didn't know.
My mom didn't even know about it.
I know.
No, she had nothing to do with it. He did it all on his own. Just one day made his, he goes, oh yeah, I'm figuring it out. And then I put this question box up for you guys on stories the other day, and I start getting questions submitted from my dad. I'm like, I wonder if he thinks these are anonymous, because I can definitely tell they're from him. But that's so funny. So my dad asked you a really great question, Jaime. He said, how do you spend your time waiting for Sam when she's getting ready?
You can do whatever you want, because it can be like 4 hours. It's like Cleopatra. But I watch movies. I go down with the dog. Sometimes I go to the gym. But yeah, normally, like, movies or TV shows or whatever. Because
I don't think you normally watch movies when I'm getting ready. You're just normally on your
phone.
But
I cut them. You know, like, I don't watch the whole movie.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I feel like mainly you're on your phone. Let's be real.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes I go down with the dog, and or I go to the gym sometimes.
Yeah.
Whatever you are like.
Normally we try to coordinate. If it's something that we're going to that I know is going to take me a while to get ready, I tell you, like, you have an hour, so go find something to do, essentially.
Yeah. An hour is like,
I feel like other people are asking, like, do you ever have arguments, and like, how do you resolve them? I feel like our most common reoccurring argument probably has something to do with me taking a long time to get ready or us being late for something.
Yeah. It's the only thing.
I think that's the only thing that we ever, like,
yeah,
get annoyed with each other about, or like clash about, really. At least recently. I can't think of anything else that we would argue about.
But that's, yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one. Okay, so then people were like, how do you resolve? What do? We just get over,
like,
it.
The thing is, like, you don't resolve it with you. Because next week...
Oh my God, don't make me look too good on this podcast.
No. I mean, I think it's all girls.
Okay.
It's all girls.
But to be fair, I feel like that only happens to us like every once in a while.
No,
it's not.
Yeah.
It's not like all the fucking time.
No. It's like once every like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But how do we resolve it?
When you forget about it, you do it again.
Mm.
You know? Oh, I mean, I guess you don't think when you're going to be ready.
It's never intentional.
No, I guess.
I'm not intentionally trying to hurt you or bother you by, like, taking a long time to get ready. It's just sometimes, you know.
Also, like, it can be also my fault.
Sometimes.
Sometimes because I say, okay, in 15 minutes we are leaving.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking about...
yourself.
Yeah.
Your own timelines.
Like, in 15 minutes it's done. And it's like 15 minutes, 45 minutes, 55 minutes. So, I mean, it's also like thinking that a man... is going to like get ready and leave.
Yeah, you're thinking about your own timelines and then expecting me to like fit them.
Yeah.
So sometimes you forget. We talked about that really early on in our relationship, I feel like, because before we were together, you didn't like really realize that the things that you're thinking in your head, I'm not aware of.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the main thing for us. I was like, I understand that you thought about how you were going to go to the gym and then you were going to meet this friend for a quick drink and then you were going to do whatever and then we were going to go to dinner together, but like that was all in your head and none of that was communicated to me, so like I'm not aware of the plan, and you're like, that's been my plan. I'm like, in your mind.
Sometimes I think I said it,
yeah,
and it's in my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, communication is key, which everyone says, but I do think. We try to stay, I think every day we kind of like ask each other what you have going on that day and if you have anything important. And we have like one spare bedroom, which we're in right now, which we also use as an office. So if you have like an important meeting or something, or I'm recording a podcast, like we have to be connected on like who needs what space, when do you need to be quiet and who's taking the dog outside if someone is super busy and those kinds of things.
Yeah, we have one car.
Oh yeah, we have one car. So we do have to coordinate a lot about, are you going anywhere today? Like, I have this thing. Is this going to work?
But the thing is, like, we normally don't use the car.
No.
So.
No, we don't use it that much. So it's fine. Another one from my dad. What did Jaime think when he first met your parents?
They were like happy.
Okay, but like we need to give some context. We need to give some context about when you met my parents.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. And then you can go back to that moment and think about
it,
like,
was in Ohio.
What you really thought about them. Oh. Yeah, I was in Ohio. So I was graduating from Ohio State University and
I was in New York studying.
Jaime was in New York City studying for part of your master's degree in law. And so because he was in the US, you were able to fly to Ohio and come to my graduation.
Yeah.
And obviously my parents were going to be there for my graduation. And so that was going to be the first time.
It was the first time I met you.
It was. It was the first time that you ever met my parents in person.
And my English was
not as good as it is now.
Yeah. I mean, my accent is bad, but my English was so bad.
But people like your accent.
Yeah, it's strong, but
I don't think you like it though.
I don't like it. But I cannot change it.
I know.
But anyway, my English,
it's like Sofia Vergara. She does interviews all the time and she's like, can't change my accent. Yeah. And it's really annoying.
We cannot change it. I think we can. But anyway, I think my English was so bad to have like a conversation.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it was so bad, but your accent was definitely strong and you had to pay more attention to listen to people to be able to reply. And the thing about it was that we threw a huge party at my house with all of my friends. I lived in a house with six of my best friends senior year of college. And we threw a huge party with all of our parents and families and stuff the night before graduation, which was so dumb. I would never do that now. We were all so hungover.
Drunk. Yeah.
It was a really fun party though. Technically met my parents at the party.
Yeah.
But it was a party with a lot of people and
They were nice. They were open. I remember that moment.
My parents are fun.
So fun. And your mom is always like, how do you
smiling?
Say?
Smiling?
Yeah, smiling. But I don't know how to say it.
Like what?
Like
her energy?
Yeah, it's like nice. Try to welcome.
Yeah, welcoming.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really welcoming.
Like a hugger.
Yeah, a hugger.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably gave you a big hug. Yeah. Immediately was like.
Yeah.
Treating you like, you know, her best friend.
Yeah. So that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And my dad is a jokester, so he's probably trying to make jokes with you.
Yeah, I probably didn't get any.
You probably didn't get any.
I was smiling.
You're like, cool. But then the next day was the actual graduation.
Oh, man.
And you had to sit alone with my parents in the football stadium.
It was so hot.
In the football stadium. It was so hot. And you were wearing a suit because you...
I have to say that when you don't speak your own language when you are Hanover.
Yeah.
You cannot speak
no
the other language. It's impossible. You are so slow in your own language, imagine in another language.
Yeah.
So it's impossible. That day was like
horrible. You were really hungover. It was so hot. You were in a suit and you were trying to think and speak in another
even in
language.
Spanish. So imagine in English.
Yeah.
It was horrible. Yeah.
So that was the first time you guys met. But
but it was good.
Dad got you some Dippin' Dots, which you did appreciate and like.
I really like it. Yeah.
That was your first time trying Dippin' Dots, which is like a frozen type
ice
of like ice cream. These little frozen balls of ice cream and mostly air, to be honest. But delicious.
It was nice.
Delicious. Love it. Okay. Why in the world did you show up late for our first date?
I didn't show up late.
When we were supposed to meet at Dubliner's.
Oh, that one.
You did show up really late.
I thought it was like the one that I picked you up with the
car. No.
Because it's the Spanish style. You know what I mean? Like, it was It was the 80s.
I think we told the whole story on last year's Valentine's episode. So yeah. if you missed that and you want to hear more of like the full story of like how we met and all of that, that's in the last episode. But essentially,
yeah, do a summary.
Like we'd like messaging, and I had invited him to meet me and some of my friends at an Irish bar for St. Patrick's Day in Madrid. And he agreed, and the St. Patrick's party was happening. It was kind of like a midday, like evening type party. I don't know what day it was,
yeah.
But whatever the case, it was like people were starting to go there at like 6 p.m. Like it was like daytime. But I think I went around like 9 p.m. And I told you that I was there and stuff, but you were like working out and doing whatever.
Yeah.
And then pre-gaming with your friends. And then so you didn't come to the pub until 2. But and at that point, I was fucked up and wasted. But, and all of my friends had left because they were wasted. And
so that's the thing. Like,
yeah.
In Spain, we had to like tell this. In Spain, we go out at 2-3 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And but, we finished the party like at 7-8.
I know, but I didn't say we're going to a discoteca. I didn't say we're going to a club. It was to meet at a bar, and I told you the time.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Over pre-gaming.
It's fine, though. It all worked out.
It's fine. It worked out.
It all worked out.
It was a strategy.
It was a strategy. I think it worked out best in my favor because I think I said this last time. I came off as like very unattached, like didn't care. Because as soon as you arrived, I was walking out.
You were leaving.
I was leaving to get a cab. And I was just like, oh, bye. And I got a taxi. And you were probably like, what the fuck? But I'm normally not like that at all. Like that to me is kind of like mean girl energy. Like I never would normally do that. But I think for someone of your like personality, it probably intrigued you a little bit more.
Yeah,
like, man. Oh, like she's not even that like fussed. Like she doesn't even care that much. She invited me here and then I show up and she just leaves.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it like pulled you in a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay, lots of people are like asking the question about the breadwinner thing, which I think we also talked about last time, but like short summary, what are your thoughts on being in a relationship where you're with a partner that makes a lot of money?
I'm so proud of it. I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's never really like bothered you.
Never.
But I think if we were telling the full honest truth, like you like want to compete. Not to like compete with me to be better than me, but because you have your own like natural instinct to want to like provide.
Yeah. I think man needs a purpose.
A purpose, yeah.
Yeah. To feel like good in the relationship, and he's also making like the money and supporting with everything for the family.
Like contributing in like a valuable way.
Yeah. But I'm so proud. I love it. Yeah. So keep doing it.
You're like, honestly, keep going. We're thriving.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, where is your ideal honeymoon location? I don't even know.
We talk about
what places
going to
we
Africa and
you, that's what you would want. You want to do a safari in Africa.
I mean, I mean safari.
But like, okay, maybe you could sell me on it if it was like a luxury safari.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that. Or like luxury
like
safari.
Like beautiful accommodations.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
What else? Like Asia?
Maybe like we wanted to go to the Maldives before we left Europe, but we didn't have time.
Yeah, but that's like for the last 3 days of the honeymoon to relax, doing nothing.
Yeah, maybe it's a little bit boring.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah. I mean, scuba diving. The only thing I can do is.
Yeah, and I don't like scuba diving or snorkeling, so.
But South America too, you know? Peru.
But for a honeymoon? That's maybe just more like a trip.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't really know, though.
Whatever, yeah.
I don't really
know. We like to travel, so...
I know.
Whatever.
Do you think that we will live in Florida long term, or do we see ourselves somewhere else?
I think we're going to live for a long time here.
Yeah.
But I think at some point we're going to leave.
Yeah. I mean,
We don't know.
I don't know, but we do like to move around. We do like change.
Yeah.
But we love it here right now. We love our house. And we own this house, so if we were to move, we would have to sell or rent. So it would be more of like a, I don't know, like a bigger decision. But yeah, I think we see ourselves here for a while, unless something changes, you know. But I don't think that we would retire here or spend like our late years of life here. I think we see ourselves later in life, probably back in Spain.
I mean,
at least that's what we've talked
yeah,
about.
Yeah, we don't know. That's the thing.
But don't you agree? You want to retire in Spain?
Yeah.
Like better quality of life.
Yeah.
Healthcare. Life,
free healthcare. When you're getting old, you're
no, honestly, to have issues, like you need that totally.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care going to Bali for 3 months, living there.
Yeah, but not when we're retiring.
Yeah, with 60 years
old. No, that's just like, that's just something that we would like to do. Will you guys get a first sibling for your dog? I would love for Storm to have a companion and someone to be able to play with and spend time with. But I don't think that we will because Jaime doesn't want more dogs. And our building doesn't actually allow dogs.
No.
Unless they are like emotional support or service animals. So it's just kind of like a pain in the butt. And yeah, so I think no, unfortunately.
We love dogs.
We do love dogs. We send each other dog videos all the time.
All the time.
We cry at the dog videos.
And movies. Movies are the worst.
I can't do the dog movies. It's a no for me. It's too much for my little heart. What does Jaime do? The big, big question. What does Jaime do?
I do everything. That's the problem.
He does everything.
So I do real estate.
Uh-huh. That's like your main project here.
I work with a brokerage. I work with a partner. Right now we are like having...
For investments.
Yeah.
Like real estate investing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We are having some investor. We are having some properties. We are doing flipping, developing. So we are like doing a lot of stuff right now with real estate.
With real estate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Building.
Mm-hmm. We are building.
You are a lawyer, so that's what you did in Spain before we came here.
Yeah, I'm a lawyer, but in Spain, in Americano.
Yep, so he can't help you with any of your legal needs here, unfortunately.
Only with contracts.
Only with contracts, yeah, true. What cultural differences did you guys struggle with as a couple? People were asking things about like language barriers. Do we have any like differences in culture or traditions or...
I mean, I guess in communication in the beginning.
Yeah. And even sometimes now, you know, like if you're tired or you're hungry and you say something two times and the person isn't understanding it, like sometimes it's annoying.
Yeah.
You know, like it's annoying, but that's just kind of part of the thing.
Yeah. We got used to.
Yeah. Like sometimes if you're talking super fast or from the other room or
shouting.
Like, yeah. And you're just like, what? And then you guys have to say what like three times. And then you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
That's annoying. But
the culture?
I feel like a big difference between Spain and America is like the timing of everything. Like when you wake up and go to sleep and meal times and stuff. And you had to kind of adjust to that. But I feel like you have been switched. I feel like you like the American schedule better.
I mean, we still have lunch and dinner.
Late.
To the Spanish.
No, not totally. I've been trying to make dinner more like 7:30 lately.
Yeah.
But there's 7:30
in Spain is like a snack.
Right. So we're not on the Spanish dinner schedule because that's insane. It's like 10 p.m. for dinner. We don't do that.
Yeah. I'm waking up.
You like the new schedule.
Yeah. I mean, also it's the light, you know?
Yeah. When the sun comes up. Sun doesn't come up until 8:30 a.m. in Spain, which is sick.
Yeah, but we have more day.
Well, it's the same amount of day. It's just at a different time.
Yeah. We'll go to sleep late.
Yeah. I don't think that we've had any like big... cultural differences that we've like clashed on. The thing about Christmas that's really nice is that we can do the 25th with my family because that's like Christmas Day. That's the main holiday in America. And then you guys also have, which you do celebrate the 25th, but it's usually just like a family dinner.
Yeah.
There's no gifts. There's no elaborate anything. So then we can do Three Kings Day with your family if we travel to Spain. And then everybody kind of gets a main holiday at Christmas time, which is nice.
That's nice.
Did you guys go through a period of being broke? Would you have ever considered us broke?
Money?
Yeah.
No, never.
You don't think so?
So, I mean...
No, you were never broke.
No.
I was probably broke.
No. No, because we had our families, I think.
You know what I mean? I don't count that. It's not like they were paying for me.
So, yeah.
Like, when I first moved to Spain, I think that I would consider that I was broke with my teaching job, with how little it paid me, and then the rent that I had to pay at my place in Atocha.
Yeah, but
it was, like, more than half my paycheck.
Your parents were helping you maybe in the beginning, and sometimes they help you.
I mean, if I, like, really needed help, but that wasn't, like, constant. It wasn't like they were sending me money or I was living off of that.
Yeah.
I think I was kind of broke. But it was like, it was fine. You know what I mean?
It was a short term.
It wasn't. Also, it wasn't. Also, I also was really young. I was 22.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I was like stressed about it. I just kind of thought that that was like life, you know, just waiting for my paycheck to come and then I would be okay. But if there was a lag between getting my paycheck, I would have literally no money in the bank. So I think that's...
Everybody felt broke once in their life, I think, when you are starting a new thing.
I think if you're taking enough risks with your life and you're being courageous and you're you're stepping outside the box and you're doing things that you've never done before, then you probably will have periods where you feel broke.
Because I felt broke too when I moved here because I left everything in Spain.
Yeah. You had to leave your job. You couldn't work for a while because we were in the green card process.
The saving that I had, I was like...
Spending it here. You were spending your savings.
So yeah, I felt broke too, but you know.
The good thing was that we were broke at different times.
Yeah. Yeah.
When one person was broke, the other person was doing okay.
Yeah.
And that's been good for us.
That's good.
That's been good for us. Do you and Jaime speak Spanish together?
We speak like English, Spanish. I speak in English, he responds in Spanish. I speak in Spanish, he responds in English. We speak in Spanish.
We'll say like one sentence in Spanish and then randomly switch to English.
Yeah. Like if one word
doesn't
come to you.
Yeah. If one word comes to you in the other language, you just like switch.
Yeah. But everything.
Yeah. Yeah, we do that.
People look at us.
I know. Well, we do. It's kind of like unconscious when we're doing it at home by ourselves because we both speak both languages. Yeah. So we don't like notice like, oh, that's so weird. You just switched mid-sentence. Like you don't like think about it. But then when we go out to like restaurants or something, you can tell.
People look at us.
Sometimes people look at us because they've heard us speaking in one language and then just randomly we like switch for no fucking reason. Yeah.
Or speaking in English I say one word in Spanish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's weird.
Yeah.
But yes, I mean, we do speak Spanish together. And when we're in Spain.
100%. Yeah, 100%, I mean.
100% we speak Spanish. We can speak,
sometimes, but in English.
Yeah. Sometimes we'll speak a different language if we want to talk about people.
Yeah.
Which is actually really hard to do here in South Florida because everyone speaks Spanish. So you never know.
You never know.
It's not like a secret code anymore.
No,
unfortunately not. Okay. Your favorite memories or first impressions of each other? I think my first impression of you is that you were really hot.
I was not going to that direction, but...
that was my first impression.
I was thinking like you were smiling all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah. You were smiling. You were like so happy. So I remember that. You have a beautiful smile, you know.
Thank you.
So I remember that.
Like a good energy.
Yeah, good energy, good vibes.
Yeah. I remember thinking that he was like really cool.
I'm cool.
I was so nervous around you.
Yeah?
I was like terrified of you. I was so nervous. Every single time we would meet up to like hang out, I was like shitting my pants.
Yeah?
I like considered taking shots alone in my room before I had to go meet up with you. I was like scared. I think it was also because of the language at the time. The was just knowing like...
Yeah. I was not speaking English. You were not speaking Spanish.
I mean, we were a little bit. That's how we communicated. But it was like way harder.
Love one. Yeah.
That's right. I remember feeling like you were a playboy.
Yeah.
Like I was like, oh, you know, I didn't know what I was to you. But I was just along for the ride. I just wanted to have fun. We neither of us were looking for anything serious, so I don't think we really like
you
felt that.
Back to your country.
Yeah, we weren't like thinking too deeply about it.
No, we're like enjoying living the present.
Yeah. You're just living in the moment. Someone asked like when you knew that I was like your person or whatever. Like when did you know that it was like more serious? So, I didn't know that it was like actually a thing or that we would be more serious until we actually left each other.
Yeah.
Like I left Spain and I went back to school and like the plan was like, we're not going to talk to each other anymore. It was like clean break, but then.
We kept talking.
I know.
That was bad or good?
That was bad or good. Yeah, we didn't follow the clean break thing. Yeah.
From the beginning, I knew you were like special. That's why I kept talking with you, meeting with you, talking to you like when you already left, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we knew it like we had something there. So there was feelings, clearly. How do you prevent living like roommates? Because we've lived together for a long time.
Communication, sharing with
like doing things outside of household tasks, because it is easy to just be like, you know, who's making dinner tonight? Who's cleaning the kitchen? Who's walking the dog? You know, when are you doing this? What time are you going to be home? That's all like roommate stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I think the thing that helps us not just be roommates and actually be like life partners and be romantic is making sure that we have conversations like outside of that stuff and being kind of like playful and silly with each other. Like you always joke with me and lots of like physical touch. Like we touch each other a lot throughout the day, whether it's like hugs or, you know, slap on the bum or like whatever.
Yeah.
But like little things, you know, that we're not just like existing in the same space, but there's like a, there's like a physical attraction there that we're like, you know, stoking all day long.
Yeah. I mean, we share everything.
And we try to do like, we've been more conscious about having conversations with like turning our phones off or going for walks without our phones. Like we need to like...
Going to sleep without the phone.
Yeah, going to sleep without our phones. Like we need to actually just like be with each other and have conversations.
Yeah.
So I think
We watch a movie, trying to watch the movie together.
Yeah.
On the TV show.
Yeah, but like being playful, joking with each other, physical touch throughout the day. I think those things help.
And good communication.
And dates, like like we talked about, like going out and just being ourselves. Yeah. Mm. What are your favorite things about each other? And then we'll do some icks. Do you want to do icks first? Things that we don't like?
Okay, you start.
What are your icks about me? What do I do?
I mean, your noises. Fine. I don't even know how to do them, you know?
What noises?
The one that you do with your throat.
Oh, yeah. When I itch my throat, I make a very specific noise.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I've been with that for 9 years.
9 years of that? Mm-hmm. I don't do that every day, though. That's like very, very once in a while, but that
no,
is...
No, it's common. You don't realize?
No.
It's common.
Stop it. No, I don't do that. I literally do not do that.
Once per week for sure.
Stop. No. Jaime, absolutely not.
Okay, I don't know.
Absolutely not. Maybe clearing my throat. Like, I do that a lot.
And whatever.
Anyway, the throat scratch is an ick for Jaime. And we have my dad to thank for that because he taught me that. Yeah.
Thank you, Brian.
What else?
Your laugh is good. I mean, the first time it happened, I was like confused.
What about my laugh?
So I'm, for example, in the kitchen or working or whatever, and I heard you laughing so much.
Like what?
Loud.
Like how?
I mean, loud.
Like what is it? Can you do an impersonation?
No, I can't.
Come on. Yes, you can.
I can't. It's like, it comes from your lungs, you know? So it's like so loud and like, what's going on? And she's listening a podcast by herself or she's thinking about something. She's watching a reel. So just I mean, I like it.
Randomly bursting out laughing.
Yeah. Nothing that bothers me. The first time I was like, what's going on there?
Yeah, because it's just silence and then it's me.
Yeah, exactly. And then you leave the cups everywhere. Like the tea cups or the coffee cups. They are like in the desk, in the living room, in the bathroom.
Yeah. I know. Many drinks at all times. The girlies know.
Yeah. I have to get the mugs and put it in the dishwasher.
All my mugs everywhere.
Yeah.
I know. Sorry about that. One of my icks about you is that you always leave your shoes at the front door.
Because I'm always leaving
or next to the dining room table and I have to trip over them.
Yeah.
I always say to you, like, I'd rather do things once than do it twice.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, my God. That is such a big ick for me. Like, when we go to a store... And we need to get 5 things and we've gotten 3 of them. And you're like, I'm hungry, let's go. And you just want to leave. And I'm like, I'm not coming back to do the rest of this task later. Like, we're doing it once. We're not doing it twice. But you do that a lot. Like,
I do it for everything.
You do it for everything.
I check everything.
You do things multiple times. You go to the store and you look at something. You're like, I think I'm going to buy that. And then you leave. And then you have to go back another time to actually get it. Like, just finish it. Just complete it.
It bothers me too.
That's definitely one of my biggest icks for you. Or when I can tell that you didn't put effort into something, you know, I get really
annoyed. You hate that.
I get like low effort is such an ick for me in all facets of life. But if I can tell that you just did something super fast or like didn't put a lot of effort into it or like don't care, like not caring to me is like the biggest ick of all.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true. You know what
bothers me? Your programs are perfect. Because you put a lot of effort.
I have a little bit of perfectionism.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. How do you keep your relationship strong and fresh? Or do we have any real advice on that? Like how to keep a strong relationship? We have been together for almost 9 years. What do you think helps us keep a strong relationship?
I think
it's because we care.
Yeah, I see. Like, you're going to be my partner forever.
Yeah.
Like, probably some people are in a relationship, but they don't see to each other. So they don't see...
They're not sure.
Yeah, that they're going to be with that
person forever. Yeah,
so
but like
better,
once
better
you...
better to not stay with that person if you know...
Once you decide, I think that's what you're saying. It's like, once you've decided, like, I'm going to be with this person for life,
yeah.
It's not as like, oh, what should I do or not do? It's like, well, we're in it now.
Yeah.
So you just have to do it.
I mean, the thing is, like, you have to be, like, a team.
Yeah.
You know?
You always say that.
So you have to support each other all the time. For example, in the last 2 years, you have been supporting me so much more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And when you came to Spain, I supported you
mm-hmm.
with what I had.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for a relationship, in order to work out, everybody has to, like, put some effort in the relationship, you know?
Yeah, but it's like what you're saying is
there's
a balance. Like sometimes one person is going to have to support more than the other, and it's like a give and a take.
I mean, I guess with 40 years old or whatever, both of them are going to be like at the same level, or it's going to be easier, you know?
Yeah, but there will always be something in someone's life that could, like, you know, at some point we're going to lose our parents, and that might happen at different times, and like we're going to have to support each other through hard things.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite things about you in terms of like keeping our relationship strong is that whenever I'm feeling like a big emotion, or I'm like overthinking, or I'm like you buy me an ice cream.
It's true.
You do buy me an ice cream.
Which is good. She's like overwhelmed, unsat or whatever. When I go down with the dog, I stop in the Walgreens or the 7-Eleven on in Publix, and I buy what's the brand?
The Ben and Jerry's.
Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah. Secret to your woman's heart, guys, is buy her ice cream. You do buy me ice cream. But what I was going to say is that you, like, if I'm actually upset, or I'm, like, crying about something, or I'm, like, having a big, like, overthinking crisis about something in the business or something, like, you are always, like, there to talk to me, like, all the way through it, and like hold me and like give me hugs and lots of physical touch and affection, and I can feel so much that you like care about my well-being and my happiness. Like, I know that you want me to be happy so much, and you don't care like how I get there, but as long as I'm happy, that's like the main priority, and I always feel that from you. Like, even if it means, you know, doing things differently in the business, or making less money, or, you know, pivoting or making changes. It's like you are always there to remind me about like what's truly important, and that I need to be like happy and fulfilled and feeling my best.
Yeah, because imagine if you are not happy, the team is not happy.
Yeah.
So that's the key.
Someone asked, like, what's the hardest thing that we've had to support each other through?
Man, the thing is, like, we moved to different continent.
Yeah.
So I think we did a lot in comparison with other couples.
Yeah.
Like leaving your friends, your family, your culture, your language.
Yeah, your job.
Your job.
Having to start over. Yes. Both of us basically had to start from zero when we moved to a different country.
I think that's like a huge thing. So, I mean, worse can happen. You know, you never know.
Well, like, I also think like this, like, last season of, you know, like being stolen from and all the crazy stuff with me on the retreat with the psychic attack and being so busy and having all kinds of things happening all at once, like the month of December was like really heavy for us. I think that was probably one of our like heaviest times as a team.
Yeah, it was hard.
December,
what a motherfucking month.
It was really hard. I turned 30 and then everything fucking blew up.
Yeah.
It was a lot. And your Saturn return has been really challenging for you.
Yeah.
The past, like, year or so.
You told me that it's, like, trying to teach me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't want to learn it, you know. Stop trying to teach me.
You were like,
fine how I am.
Okay, thank you, Saturn, and good night. We don't want any more lessons.
No, I'm fine how I am. I don't want to learn.
It's So you have to do though. If you don't learn it, yeah, it gets worse.
Yeah, not like the last month, you know?
Yeah, it was a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we got through it.
Yeah. Stronger.
Stronger. That's right. All right, you guys. Thanks for tuning in to our special Valentine's Day special. Thank you to our special guest, Mr. Jaime Lopez, for joining us.
See you next
year. Yeah.
See you in between.
See you next year for our annual podcast together if you come back. All right. We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.